Kenny Schaefer Show. Tuesday broadcast. Show sponsored by Eva's. Get $50 off free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. 7:11 is the time. Partly sunny, gorgeous today with a high of 60, but we're still sitting at 38. National Sock Day. Missing Sock Day. All right, Belinda wants to weigh in on Sock Chat. Hello, Belinda. Welcome to the show on Q105.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm not allowed to wear my boyfriend's socks anymore because he says I put a double heel in it because my feet are smaller than his, and it ruins them.
Because your feet are smaller than his?
Yeah, so it makes another heel.
Yeah, I'd send you packing you wearing my socks. See you, lady.
Well, I haven't heard complaints yet, but it's possible. Either that or my feet are just big.
Yeah, thanks, Belinda. Oh, see you. Bye-bye. Drop the mic. There she goes. All right, it's National Missing Sock Day.
And what are we going to do to celebrate again?
And now I'm in memoriam for all the falling socks. Like the black dress sock. Your wife bought it. You didn't want to wear it. But damn, if it wasn't the most comfortable sock you ever owned. Then there's the silly Santa Claus sock. You only wear them once a year, but weaved your way into your heart. And now... so sad, because one of them is now missing.
It's tradition.
Goodbye, smelly gym sock. You could be hiding in so many places. You could be in some remote corner of my gym bag. Maybe you're stuck in a locker at the Y. Did you even make it home to get tossed into the hamper? I miss you most of all. Goodbye, sock with the broken elastic band. Oh, how I miss you slipping to the tip of my ankle as soon as I would take a step. I miss feeling you crunched up in the heel of my shoe. And finally, those crazy over-the-knee thin sock that they gave me when I had surgery. I know I wasn't supposed to wear you after I left the hospital, but I love the support you gave me. And I'm just going to throw in the footies, the little footy socks they give you when you go to the hospital with the little tread things on them.
Yes.
The gray ones are usually gray. Oh, yeah, I have some. Yeah, I do, too. And there you go. Ode to the missing sock. There you go.
They should make this little
hospital. Here's the dryer buzzer, and now we can move on.
Oh, the dryer buzzer.
The dryer buzzer?
You didn't know that?
I thought you were shocking the sock. Why is he getting electrocuted?
Dryer buzzer. The dryer eats them. That's what happens to your socks.
I got pork chop socks on.
See? There you go. Yeah.
They're nice. They're comfy.
I know.
They
make men's socks thicker and just
Sharon can't wear my socks because my feet are too big.
Yeah, but you just,
make them work.
How big are pork chop's feet?
I don't know. I just make them work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just fold them over or pull them up or do whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
those hospital footy socks, by the way.
They're the greatest.
They are. But you know what? They need to make them more cheerful. Oh. Like, if you're going to do mass production of a sock for sick people,
really?
They should really make them, like, colorful or patterned.
Have little
or
smiley faces on
yes,
them.
Yes, exactly.
Really? Yeah.
Rather than gray and
dull that costs money.
Or brown.
That costs money, and the insurance doesn't cover crap anyway.
Well, you're taking them home anyway. It's like, might as well. They're already overbilling
you.
Yeah,
okay. All right, there you go. 419-240-1055. You want to play along on the show. We gotta start talking about camping. Because Susie was asked to go camping for vacation this year, and she put the kibosh on it because she's soft.
Yeah, she pretty
and
much shot.
We want to talk about about camping, and I want listeners to call up, and the greatest camping story that you got will win you a prize pack. Not horror stories like
horror
Susie.
Horror stories. We want the horror stories.
All right, so either or.
Like,
either horror stories or awesome camping weekend stories could get you the prize pack, which is what?
The hot CD. Now, that's what I call music, food to Smokey's Barbecue Roadhouse, and Bart's Viviano flowers.
Mother's Day stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's grab the other Doug first. He's got Sock Chat. Hello, Doug. You're on Q105.
Hey, good morning, Denny and everyone. Hey, you're talking about missing socks. And we have a dog. She's a Lab Terrier mix. And she loves to carry socks in her mouth. That's all she does. And, of course, it's my socks, my wife's socks, and both my kids' socks. And as the winter thaw comes along, as I'm walking outside, I will find easily 10 to 12 other socks just out in my yard that have been out there since wintertime.
Yeah, because they went through her system.
Well, no, they're not that way. She doesn't poop them out. But
my dog does.
Well, your dog is special needs.
Better than everyone. Then we have. I don't like you said. We have so many missing socks in this house that you know don't have a mate somewhere.
Yeah.
Unless I go outside and find them.
Oh, they're outside. That's funny.
Go
hey,
rake up
did
the socks.
You, did you notice during our conversation early on, Doug, when you first started telling your story, that some young child was screaming and some kind of bloody murder pain in the background? Did you even notice that your kid was just screaming like somebody stabbed him?
Yeah, that was my oldest daughter, Olivia. She's in the shower in our near our bedroom.
Okay, why is she screaming like
she
someone?
She saw a spider in the shower.
Oh. Okay.
It was probably a clump of hair from her.
Probably.
Right.
Probably was.
Probably.
Yes. I have another quick shout out to someone. Real quick, yesterday,
yeah.
I was on my way to work, and I stopped at the Speedway over near Arlington, near you guys, and I went to get an iced tea and a candy bar for some training I had to go to. So I'm getting my iced tea. And there's a young lady next to me getting a pop, and her hands seemed to be full. So I handed her a lid and a straw, and she's, oh, thank you. And, you know, she took them, put it on, walked on her way to the cashier. But she was walking really slow to the cashier in front of me. And she gets up to the cashier, she starts talking to the cashier, and the cashier kind of keeps looking at her, then looking at me, looking at her, then looking at me. And next thing you know, she turns around, she's like, hey, what kind of candy bar is that? I'm like, it's a... Reese's, and she snatches out of my hand, takes and gives it to the cashier, takes from the cashier, gives it back to me, and she's like, have a nice day.
Aww.
So she paid for my tea and you know, my candy bar. It was just kind of nice. I said, you don't have to do this. She's like, just pay it forward. So it was kind of a nice start to the week when someone, you know.
She was hot for you.
She was.
Uh-huh. No, but that's kind of
that.
Cool.
That's
all right.
Nice.
Yeah, that
sure.
is nice. At a gas station, something simple.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool. She wanted
you.
Hi,
Doug. She wanted you. All right.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
Let's go with that.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, let's go with that. All right. So, Susie, take us through the story. Poor Chop. How did he approach the subject with you as far as camping for vacation? What did he say? Take me through it.
Well, we were sitting around the dinner table, and what do we want to do for vacation? And he's like, hey, let's go camping. Hey, let's not.
And that's it? That
yeah,
was the end of it?
That's pretty much
is
it.
Is that how much now, pause there was in between the request and the answer?
Well, he's kind of tried it before, so I know where this is heading.
What
stuff
is his definition of camping? Like renting a nice motor home and traveling, or actually camping with no running water and every meal is prepared over a campfire?
Yeah, right. That. I think like bring a tent. And we'll kind of hang out with family and friends and
oh,
that kind of thing.
Have you ever done that before?
Well, we've dabbled in it.
See, we,
no,
every
I'm not
memorial,
interested.
Back younger days, years ago, when Sharon and I first got married, my family, they still may do it. We're just not invited. Every memorial weekend, they go up in the Thumb to State Park there and they camp.
Oh, okay.
So we used to rent a pop-up tent here and or camper and take it up. And when the kids were really young, it was awesome. We had a blast. I mean, but we're very organized. All the meals were planned. Everybody knew what to bring, what you're going to be doing.
Ugh.
Yeah. And my parents had the motor home and, you know, these guys are pros and it was very fun and enjoyable. And we had an absolute blast doing it, bring the bikes for the kids. I mean, it's a blast, but somewhere down the road, something must to happen to you that you're blocking out when it comes to camping.
No, I just
like
don't
when
think it
girl.
Sounds enjoyable. So when I was on the internet and there was nothing positive about camping.
Yeah, well, because... you were on the site IHateCamping.com, all right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. There's just, just not my thing. But I don't think it makes me soft. It just doesn't sound appealing.
Well, like, where's the line when it stops being a lot of work and becomes vacation?
It just sounds like work for us women because we have to pack everything, bring everything, cook everything.
See, that's not the way it is when you camp. The men do most of everything.
Well, the camping I saw looked like a lot of work on the women and a lot of guys just sitting in the same chair all day.
Yeah, that's not the way camping is today.
How does Pork Chop define camping?
Sitting in the chair all day while I run around and attempt to run the campsite.
Yeah, well, that's where the problem is. You know, because camping is more of a man thing. We're the ones doing the fire. We're the ones that, you know, we should do 90% of the work. That's the way
well,
it is.
See, I'm all for that kind of camping.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But
best,
as long as there's an air mattress.
Yeah, sure. Best camping story gets the prize pack. 419-240-1055 or camping horror story.
Camping horror
stories.
Susie wants a camping horror story. So call in, win the prize now, play along.
Can't sleep in.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. The sun's up at 5. You're up at 5.
Well,
the neighbor's dog is up.
Should have had a couple more glasses.
They bark at everything.
You should have had a couple glasses of wine. That'll help you sleep in till 7:30. All right. Denny Schaefer Appliance Center Home Store, Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store, has appliance service and repair. Their own techs that they train and they hire will come to your home and fix your appliance. So if you got an appliance on the fritz, listen to this deal. Call 419-PAY-LESS. 419-PAY-LESS. Tell them Denny Schaefer sent you. They'll give you 60% off your service call with a repair. And if you decide not to repair your appliance, they'll give you $175 in AC rewards money that you can use in the store. 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name. Also, on another note, Susan, Appliance Center, they are hiring. Service techs, appliance installers, salespeople, customer service delivery. You can go to shopac.com and look on their career page. But remember, when you talk to them, be sure to tell them that I sent you, Denny Schaefer. All right, let me grab some calls. Where am I going? Connie on line one?
Yep, Connie.
Hello, Connie. You're on the queue.
Hey, how you doing, Denny?
Living the dream, darling. How about you?
Oh, yeah, every day is good on the green side.
What's up?
Listen, I got a camping story for you.
Okay.
Quite a while ago, but we went camp. You know, some friends of ours were young. We decided to go camping, and first time we went, we got attacked by raccoons. You know, they're outside the, you know, tent, scratching on you. You know,
not if you put your food in a proper compartment. They don't even know what's there. That's just bad camping on your part. But go ahead.
All right. So, I would say camping Nova. So the second time, I say, well, I wasn't real keen on the first time. Second time, okay. We drive all the way down to Mohican and had a wonderful day, and then the weather started to change. And a lot of our friends were from Columbus. We're from up here in Toledo. They start listening to the forecast. The wind's picking up. It's raining. They decide to pack up and leave, you know. And so I'm there. Plus, I am... I think about 8 months pregnant. And everybody leaves except for two couples. And we're left in the woods here by ourselves. And a tornado comes through. And there's nobody, you know, around, no place to go. Oh. I mean, I laid there all night long just hoping that
you wouldn't die.
I was not going to die and that my child would be born. And
yeah.
8 months
so are you still married to this moron guy that didn't pick up and take his wife to higher ground and safe area?
No, actually, that's been over a while.
That's why. The guy's a moron. If everybody leaves because of the weather, you leave too. Why didn't you leave?
They seem to think, he thought, what's the chance of us getting hurt?
Won't happen to us.
But you could hear trees crashing.
Yeah. When everybody leaves, you leave too. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't clear the camp. Nobody came through and said, you probably should go.
You don't need that. You just do your own weather determination and you go, you know what? The vibe says we got to go. You got to go. The last place you want to be is around a bunch of trees when the wind's whipping. I don't care if there's a tornado or not.
Yeah.
You just don't do it. So, all right, Connie, thanks for the story.
That was a horror story.
We'll let you know if you win, Connie.
I have never gone again.
Yeah, scarred for life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate camping.com. All right, see you. Chris, story only. You're on the queue. What's your story?
Well, my husband and I don't have any children, so his biggest venture every year is to take his nieces and nephews all on a long camping weekend. So I'm a new camper, and I agree with Susie.
Thank you.
The first year I go with him, we have a pop-up, and he has three little ones on one side of the pop-up bed and two little ones, three, five, seven, they're all little. On the other side of the pop-up, and his grown niece and him slept in the camper on the lower bunk to monitor the kids in the pop-up.
Right, where the table is, where the table usually is. It turns into a bed, sure.
Right, and I can't be with all these children, so I tent camped, but I had an air mattress and I had it deluxe in my little tent. So I'm outside and I hear... So everybody's asleep, and I'm outside by myself, and I hear, we lost Molly. Says, oh, my God, Molly got out of the camper. They did not attach the seal around the – she rolled over and rolled right out of the camper 3 feet, hit the ground, in the middle of the night, Rosie jumps out of the camper, picks her up, scoops her back up, throws her in bed. The kid never woke up.
That is awesome. That's a great story. That is an awesome story.
The next day, she goes, my arm hurts. We're like, oh, you probably just slept on it wrong.
Oh, that's good. Always, always lie.
Oh,
that's a great story, Chris.
That is a good story.
That's it. So I'm not a real camper.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm with you.
All right, see you. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, we have to get to a break. You people on hold, tell your story. You could win the prize back from Q105.
Q105 traffic, sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. This month.